This is Calliope Writing Coach, the podcast about writing and publishing success from every angle. I'm Angie Fenimore, international best-selling author and writing coach.
And I'm Michael Sheen, author, platform designer, and marketing master. Episode 15, How to Finally Win. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Calliope Writing Coach Podcast. Michael and Angie in the house as usual. Hi, Angie.
Hi, good morning. Like, really good morning.
I got her up early this
morning. Yeah, we're Skyping in.
Yeah, we've got a very special interview that we're doing. Mm-hmm. Mr. John Lee Dumas.
And he's in Puerto Rico, so for him, it's not so early in the morning. For me, anything before 11 a.m. You know, that's one of the perks of being a writer is, you know, sometimes. Actually, I had a couple of all-nighters this week where I stayed up all night long writing.
Yeah.
But then, so I don't start my real day until 11. So this is a big deal that I'm up with makeup. Yeah, no?
Up and going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So John's had, this is an interview that I am totally freaking out about. You know,
and, you know, okay, so usually you're freaking out about these interviews and I'm not, and this, like, I am too.
For those of you who don't know who John Lee Dumas is, he is the host of an amazing podcast. It's called EO Fire, Entrepreneur on Fire. And he has done like 1,700 interviews. It's a daily podcast. So it runs 7 days a week and it's been going for 5 years. And he's interviewed amazing people.
Are we all caught up? Have we listened to all of them?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, because we binge listen.
Yeah, we totally listen to a lot of his podcasts. And he is a champion of the podcast community. So when we started to talk about doing a podcast, his name came up and he runs a free podcast class. So we went and, you know, learned from him for free and we've been listening to his podcast forever. And we've even poached a couple of his guests to be on our podcast too.
Poached. Okay. Well, yeah, but we're not about competition. We're about collaboration.
Well, no, it's totally.
Yeah. Collaboration, creation. Yeah.
Yeah. So what were you going to say?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're both so excited, and this is going to be great. And it's so cool for us that, you know, these amazing people we're getting on. So
I know, right? This is our 15th episode.
I know.
Our 15th episode.
Like, we're not even really first trimester here. Do you know?
Yeah, it's been incredible so far. And, you know, for those of you who are enjoying the podcast, we would love it if you'd go on iTunes and give us some stars and write a review. That makes such a difference in raising our ranking in the
podcast.
In the iTunes
platforms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that.
Right. The reach.
It's
all about visibility and reach.
Visibility and reach. So that's if right. You're enjoying what we're doing here, like we are enjoying it, then
we hope you're enjoying it. We hope it's not like, you know, you had to be there.
Yeah.
And like, we're not as funny as we think we are.
That could be true.
I know, right?
So let me tell you a little bit about John. John Lee Dumas is the host, like I said, of EO Fire. It's an award-winning podcast where he interviews today's most successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. JLD has grown EO Fire into a multi-million dollar a year business with over 1,700 interviews and 1.5 million monthly listens. He's also the author of The Freedom Journal and The Mastery Journal, two of the most funded publishing campaigns of all time on Kickstarter. And his website is where all the magic happens. It's at eofire.com.
Great. Let's
all right,
do this.
Let's do this. Oh my gosh. I'm calling John Lee Dumas on Skype. This is ridiculous. Good morning, John. Welcome.
Hey, I'm excited to be here. I am literally prepared to ignite.
Very cool. Well, I got like some serious like internal combustion going on, and it's not a hot flash, I promise.
Please tell us more.
No, right, or less.
I was really resisting, you know, asking you that question, John, so I'm glad you brought it up first, you know, being prepared.
You know, it's just
ignite.
Always, hey, why not just take the offense and take the defense away?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Awesome. Well, welcome. We are very excited to have you.
And, now, we're going to have a fun chat today, guys. I've been really enjoying our back and forth leading up to this interview. It's obvious just the personalities that you guys are going to be bringing to this world is exciting, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Excellent. Oh,
thanks.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been fun. You liked a tweet that Angie sent out this morning, and she was just freaking out.
Yeah, you'd never know I'm 53.
Hey, I take care of my both podcast guests and people that host me on their show. So
yeah, thanks, clearly.
Angie.
Yeah, we want to talk about that.
Yeah. So, John, you've had such an amazing career in the podcast world. And I was looking through some photos this morning, and we met with a publisher almost 1 year ago today. And we said, man, you've been talking about podcasts and you know, a way that, you know, authors can really get to out there, get themselves out there. And he said, you know what? There's this guy named John Lee Dumas. You got to go find him. Mm-hmm. He's got all this free podcast stuff, and you know, you can totally learn all this stuff from him. And we took his advice, and lo and behold.
Well, and the interesting thing too was that I didn't make the connection, and we had already ordered the Freedom Journals, but I didn't get it. You were the same guy, and you know, we're like on day 81 or something, or 85, wow, something like that, of the Freedom Journal, yeah. And what it was like launching this podcast, and we're not even at day 100 yet, and here we are with you.
Hello.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Yeah, that's so cool. So
cool.
The first thing, we definitely want to talk about you and your community. One of the things that I know about you, John, is that you have given so much to your community. You know, every podcast that we listen to, you run this daily podcast, and how many episodes you've got out now?
Coming up on 1,700.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely incredible. I don't think anybody even comes close, do they?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got all this free content, amazing interviews with entrepreneurs of all walks of life, you know, everybody from the giants, you know, the Tony Robbins of the world to, you know, to people who are just, you know, single mom and, you know, struggling to make it. So kudos to you in that arena. Absolutely amazing. And then, you've got all these free classes that you offer, you know, your free podcast class and your free goals class and all of the things that you've done to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that strategy and how it's worked for you.
So I will say the first 32 years of my life were enjoyable, but not really remarkable as far as success in any one thing. And I'd always been someone that consumed books and listened to podcasts and you know, audiobooks, like that kind of opportunity that I had. I was always consuming content. So I heard all the quotes and, you know, I followed all the people, and I heard this specific quote by Albert Einstein at different points in my life, but it never really made sense until I was 32 years old. And that quote was, try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. Mm. And again, I'd heard that quote before, but just kind of disregarded it because I'm like, well, I'm trying to become successful. So I, you know, law school, corporate finance, commercial real estate. And shockingly, you know, and I say that sarcastically, mm-hmm, I hadn't found success or happiness or any of the above during mm-hmm, that time frame. And so when I finally at 32 years old, like, understood the meaning behind those words, I said, well, what can I do to become a person of value, like Albert Einstein recommends that we do? And it was so obvious to me, like when I had that mindset shift, it was so obvious that my next step was to create a podcast, to create a show that would bring value for free to the world, to anybody that wanted to listen. And mm-hmm, so that was the birth of the idea for Entrepreneur on Fire. And, you know, here we are almost 5 years later, over 1,700 episodes later, over 46 million listens to date. And by the way, that's not just like a show that reaches a lot of people. I've been able to actually turn it into a business that generates millions of dollars mm-hmm, a year. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, I think that, you know, for me, being able to chronicle this journey has been helpful for a lot of people, just like, by the way, other people who have chronicled their journey has been so helpful to me and continues to be so. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what turned it all around for me. Mm.
Well, I love that you're so transparent as well. It's like you post the numbers, even, you know, the things that most people would consider like that's, you know, off topic, like, you know, it's like one of those things, you know, that you don't talk about.
That's kind of one of my points is like, is it off topic?
Right.
Because we're, as entrepreneurs, like, we're trying to learn from others, learn from each other. And like, why is the most important thing about running a business, you know, by the way, which is to be able to keep running that business? And how do you keep running that business? Well, you know, you have to generate revenue. I mean, I'm looking at your house behind you. You know, I met your daughter earlier. I mean, you know, we have responsibilities and we have obligations in this world. You know, we got to put food on the table. We have to keep shelter over our house. So we can't hide from the fact that, you know, our business needs at some point to generate revenue so that we can keep putting out great content and valuable content and potentially changing people's lives and inspiring others. So that has to be, in my mind, at the forefront of what we do. So I wanted to bring that very early on and say, listen, yes, you can make money via podcasting. Here's how I do it. And guess what? Some of the things that I try fail miserably. And here those things are. So maybe you can either avoid trying those things or figure out how and why that you can improve upon those things and make it actually work for you, like it doesn't work for me. Or here are some things that are working for me. Maybe if they make sense for you, you can do these things and succeed as well. And I love the fact that I'm able to bring my CPA, you know, onto these income reports to give an accounting tip and, you know, just to kind of make the whole thing, you know, feel valid and real and verified, and also bring my lawyer in to talk about a legal tip. Because, you know, I hate when I see people that have created something so amazing, but, you know, because they've forgot to dot one I or cross one T, it all comes crashing down when it doesn't have to happen that way. So I just kind of want to bring as much ammunition as possible to people that follow me so that they can succeed. Because like for you two, I want you guys to succeed at an incredibly high level, because if you do, you'll inspire so many people. If I can help and guide you in that, that means that I played a small part in the people that you're going to inspire. That ripple effect, that third degree of separation, I love.
Yeah. You know, something else too that lends to your authenticity is that you also share the struggles and the failures, which is another one of those taboo things. We all walk around with our Sunday dresses, our Sunday smiles, like everything's fine. And we're all dealing with life as well. And, you know, once you can get all that out of the way and just focus on making a difference, then the, you know, the success comes.
Yeah.
For me, like I look at the things that, you know, and that word is correctly used, I think, taboo, like that have been in the past of like, you know, we don't talk about how much money we make, or, you know, we don't talk about the failures and the mistakes. We just sweep those under the rug. You're just doing more damage than you are doing good, because those are the things that could help other people avoid tragedies. Like if I, you know, was to drive around a corner and, you know, slam into, you know, a barricade that was there that was, you know, blindsided me. Am I then going to like move my car out of the way and like, you know, and just like start walking, you know, the other, you know, keep walking down that road? Or am I going to come around that corner and stop other cars from making that exact same mistake as I made? And that's to me what I do when I share my failures. I say, wow, I just went down that path and I just got blindsided for these reasons. And guess what? These three reasons might not blindside you now because I've shared them with you, or they might give you an idea about how to avoid it in the future. And that's where I think that we can really add value to this world. I mean, yes, it's one thing, and it's easy to talk about, you know, how you became successful, and that's important. But why not talk about the struggles and failures as well? Because that can be just as valuable, sometimes if not more. Which is why every show of EO Fire since episode one has started off with, "What's your worst entrepreneurial moment?"
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite part.
Really? Is it?
It is. It is. Yeah, because, you know, you cannot have, like as a writer, coming from a writer point of view, you cannot have a success story. You can't have a rags to riches. You can't have a hero's journey unless you also have, you know, down in the valley of death and despair. You know, you must have that in order to create that arc.
Show me an entrepreneur that has not failed, and I'll show you an unsuccessful entrepreneur.
So one of your amazing contributions to the world is the Freedom Journal. Talk a little bit about the process that led you to come up with the Freedom Journal, and then if you could talk a little bit about the crowdfunding campaign that you set up.
So I think a lot of people make the mistake when they're entrepreneurs of thinking that I need to take the weight of the world, put it onto my shoulders. Like, I need to come up with all the content. I need to come up with the products, the services, the ideas, like all of that. And my whole point is that's the exact wrong mentality. Like, if you are able and willing to create free, valuable, and consistent content, you're going to grow an audience. That audience that you're growing slowly but surely is going to reach out to you and say, you know, thank you for creating the content, da da da, whatever it might be. And if you reply to them with the question, what are you struggling with right now? And you actually listen to not just the first, but the second, but the 10th and the 100th, you'll start to see this commonality of all these pains and obstacles and struggles that people are having in their lives that, by the way, are following you and are listening and consuming your content. And now you can turn around and create the solution in the form of a product or a service or a community. And that's exactly how the Freedom Journal was born. I just asked my audience, what are you guys struggling with? And they said, well, John, we're struggling with goals. Like, we see that all of your guests know how to set and accomplish goals, and we don't really know how to do that. And that just kept coming up over and over again. And I said, why don't I become an expert in goals? I'll spend a year researching, doing all the digging and all this stuff, and I'll create the guide to set and accomplish your number one goal in 100 days. And it took a long time because I wanted it to be perfect, and I wanted it, well, let me back up. I didn't want it to be perfect because nothing's perfect, but I wanted it to be great. I wanted it to be a physical product, which of course has its own challenges as well. And I wanted it, you know, to really line up for a January launch, because I knew that accomplishing goals was going to really tug at people's heartstrings during the first of the year.
Absolutely.
So everything kind of came together. And on January of 2016, I launched the Freedom Journal, and it just struck a chord. And in just 33 days, did over $453,000 in revenue in just 33 days. So that was really cool for me to see that so many people were willing to purchase a, you know, $39 physical product. Again, when a lot of people are saying, like, physical products are dead. Like, people want everything in the cloud, on the phone, and this and that. And I know that on some things that's reality, but I knew that at the same time, with something that's as meaningful as this, it's an actual journey you're on. Sometimes it's great to have something physical that you can hold on to and that's there for you to look back to and refer to and maybe give to your daughter someday. Like, imagine like 20 years from now, your daughter being able to open up that book and read about 100 days of your life. You are building what you're now building. It's legacy, and it's cool. And that was just a great success. And I realized that, hey, like, how can I leverage this success and continue to give and to serve? And that, again, has just always been going back to that one simple question that I ask my audience, which I encourage every entrepreneur to do, which is, what are you struggling with? And by the way, don't run off and do something with the first answer you get. You know, be patient, take your time, you know, get a lot of responses back. And if a couple start to float to the top that seem to be a very consistent theme, then maybe you think about, how can I create a solution for this very common problem that my audience is having?
Well, you know, I'm not sure you even know this, but like, something that we've had happen is, you know, we're focused on one goal. It's one thing that matters, but we've had tremendous productivity show up in everything else as well by taking on the one thing, you know. And I don't know if your other, and you know, I want to say something too about having a book in your hand. As a writing coach, I will tell you, people, there are lots of people, most people like to have a physical book in their hand. We want to feel the pages.
I smell it in the morning. I'm like, faux leather.
And I know I interrupted myself, but I'm not sure. Like, are other people having the same experience where they're productive around, you know, many, many, many things as well, not just the one?
It's really interesting. It's like when, you know, let's use exercise for an example. A lot of times people will just be like, you know, I don't have time to exercise because I have all these other things going on. But people don't realize, like, hey, if you commit to, like, I like rowing, you know, because it's a non-impact. It's, you know, it's a great exercise, full body. If you commit to doing 30 minutes of rowing in the morning, which I do every single morning, guess what? Not only are you exercising and getting in better shape, but you're building up more energy for the rest of the day. You know, you're burning off stress. Like, you're going to sleep better. Like, this waterfall of events happens. So if you focus on one thing, if that one thing is a great goal, then there's going to be all of these other great things that accompany that. Mm-hmm. And the problem is by not focusing on one goal, you're just going to continue in that like endless cycle of being overwhelmed and getting a little bit accomplishing, you know, accomplish a little bit of a lot of things, which doesn't mean anything. It's like, I use that example of, you know, going a mile wide and an inch deep. Like, you're not making any indents by doing that. Mm-hmm. But if you're willing to go 1 inch wide and 1 mile deep in something, you're going to have massive impact in that area. And it's also going to build a foundation for so many other areas of your life.
Oh, that's so true. So true. You know, this podcast is intended for writers, and we tackle writing and publishing success from every angle. And one of the things that I want to point out is that as an author these days, you are an entrepreneur. And so if you're thinking that maybe this conversation isn't for you because you're just a writer, wow, you know, you really need to take a look at that mindset, because you are a business, you are an entity, mm-hmm. and that is what will breed success.
And the publishing world has changed. They no longer just write those big six-figure checks, assign you a publicist, and then, you know, send the limo and book your flights. They're looking for, are you going to partner with them and promote, you know, your product? And it's a product. Any book that you write, it is a product.
And I'll be honest, I'm fairly naive in the book publishing writing world. I mean, you guys definitely have a lot more experience than me in all these areas. But one thing that I like to kind of bring up is, like, do you really want that six-figure advance? Because, like, what is a six-figure advance? You know, a six-figure advance is a loan that you have to pay back. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, they're like, oh my God, you're amazing, here's a couple $100,000 to go write a book, and then on top of that, you'll get book sales. No, it's like they're loaning you some money that you are going to be paying back, you know, and, you know, your blood, sweat, and tears, you know, are going to be taken from you for the foreseeable future until, you know, that loan is essentially paid back. Whereas in today's world with tools, you know, like Amazon and Audible and, you know, opportunities to just get your personal brand out there and capture all of the revenue from day one. And by all of the revenue, you know, of course, even places like Amazon take their cut as well. But, you know, capture actual revenue from day one going forward, that can be really exciting. And it can give the opportunity to be nimble and to be flexible and to actually get feedback from your audience and to say, wow, like, I thought book two was going to go in this direction, but now it's going to go in this direction because of X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that immediate feedback now. That's really cool. So, speaking of products, your second book, The Mastery Journal. Talk a little bit about that.
So, with The Mastery Journal, I follow the exact same ingredients as I have for all of the things that we've talked about so far. And for me, I was seeing so many people finish the Freedom Journal successfully and be like, John, I've accomplished my number one goal. Mm-hmm. What do I do now? Like, what's the next step? Do I set another goal? And for a lot of people, the answer is yes. Like, and they're on their third, fourth, fifth Freedom Journal, and they're doing great things. But in certain situations, and I'll give mine as an example, the answer is no. I should not have set another goal immediately after launching EO Fire back in 2012. Instead, what I had to do was I accomplished that big goal. Now let's focus and amplify that success. And how did I do that? Well, every day I woke up, and I was productive, I was disciplined, and I was focused in moving the ball forward for my launch, my podcast, EO Fire, to take it to the next level and the next level. And over the last 5 years, you know, I've done that every single day. And in fact, I developed this incredibly powerful morning routine where I can honestly say I get more stuff done before the rest of the world does all day by 9 a.m. Like, mm-hmm. by 9 a.m., I'm like, wow, like, I've lived a life by 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And that feels good. And then I also realized that some days I wouldn't do, you know, jack squat for the rest of the day. And I'd be like, man, how am I so discombobulated from this crushing morning session and then, or morning routine? And then I'm just kind of all over the place the rest of the day. There's some disconnect there. So I just, over the past few years, have developed a system where every day I am productive, disciplined, and focused. Not all day long. I found for me, the sweet spot was 4 focus sessions. And I believe that we all have 4 focus sessions in us. Because again, not all focus sessions are an hour long. Some can mm-hmm. be 7 minutes or mm-hmm. 15 or 40, like whatever it is that needs to be for you. If you can take 4 focus sessions and just dominate those, you're going to feel great about your day. Like that's an absolute guarantee. And so I took that system, I fleshed it out. I, again, just like goals with the Freedom Journal, I studied, you know, all year of 2016 on those 3 traits, productivity, discipline, and focus. And I launched the Mastery Journal in 2017 of January, on the almost a year anniversary of the Freedom Journal. And that's exactly what that was master productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. Mm-hmm. And that journal did incredibly well. It did $280,000 in 33 days and has paired really nicely with the Freedom Journal. In fact, I created a tutorial on how to use the Freedom Journal with the Mastery Journal, because the Freedom Journal is like setting your morning up for your day of goal setting success and then mm-hmm. having a nice nightly recap of how your day was and analyzing that. And the Mastery Journal is that meet in the middle that just makes sure that you're going to rock your day no matter what. So
yeah, the first thing I noticed was the structure and like how productive I can be in a short amount of time. And then also it removed the guilt, because there are things that I have to do to manage my business. And I have related to those things like, okay, this is the have to, and I'll just like kind of do it here and there. But when I actually like, for example, social media, like managing my social media, but when I put it in just a time slot, then it removes the guilt. I know that I'm actually doing something that forwards my business, and then I'm really productive around my other time segments. What are those called?
The focus sessions.
Focus sessions. Yeah.
And what's big too, you know, as we kind of mentioned at the end here is, you know, the refresh sessions are so key as well, because, you know, there'll be days that I'll be like, man, I live in Puerto Rico. I haven't been outside once. Mm-hmm. And that's not right, because it's beautiful down here. There's some amazing vitamin D that my skin should be absorbing. And so, you know, I have after my focus session, you know, you're gifted this refresh session where you can, you know, go to ESPN.com to look at, you know, last night's games, or run, you know, go outside and take a quick walk down the road and just breathe the fresh air and do all these things guilt-free, because as part of letting your mind refresh, mm-hmm. gearing up for what you know is your next focus session, mm-hmm. which is right around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. So for our listeners, John, the Freedom Journal, give us the URL for that. We'll include that in our show notes as well.
Sure. Well, all the magic for me happens at eofire.com. Right. There's links to the Freedom and Mastery Journal there, as well as my upcoming book that I'm writing. I'm writing my first like traditionally published book. And by traditionally published, by the way, I use that where I don't mean like I'm using a publisher, but I'm just writing an actual traditional book, not a journal. Mm. And I'm excited about that as well.
I read your preface in your first 2 chapters.
So I'm excited about that. And then of course, you know, there are direct URLs as well, which is just thefreedomjournal.com or mm-hmm. themasteryjournal.com.
Excellent. So talk a little bit more about the book that you're writing now.
Yeah. So the book I'm writing now, is again, in response to me listening to my audience, and my audience would email me, and still, you know, every day I get emails that say variations of, John, I'm just scared of losing. John, I'm tired of losing. I'm afraid to start. Like I would just hear all these same themes. They seem to all be around the same word, which was, you know, they don't want to start because they think they're going to lose. You know, they think they're going to fail. They think they're going to fall on their face. And my like kind of aha moment came when I just recognized that it's not about how not to lose in life, mm-hmm. and in business, and in entrepreneurship, because I lose every single day. And I talk about those in my income reports, on my emails, like I lose all the time. And in fact, if I go too many days without losing, I reprimand myself because I'm like, I'm not pushing the envelope. Like I'm not getting outside of my comfort zone, because I need to be losing. I need to be failing in order to win. And so that's what the book is called, How to Finally Win, singular. Because for me, my single win was launching EO Fire. And of course, I've had many wins after that, but it all came from the single victory of launching EO Fire. Everything that I've done since then is from that single win. So I want to guide people on how to get to that first single win. And the book is How to Finally Win, Create Your Dream Life One Step at a Time. And that's what it is. Every chapter is just another step getting you to that point where you're now living your dream life.
And when can we expect that?
You know, I'm saying around September of 2017 is when I'm kind of thinking I'm going to be done with the actual first draft, hopefully editing and second draft, et cetera. So sometime around the September timeframe of this 2017.
Okay. All right. We'll look forward to that for sure. One of the things that I love about your podcast is that you ask all of your guests for one final parting piece of advice. If you could give our listeners one final piece of advice, what would it be?
If you want to be, do. You know, I really think as entrepreneurs, we have to have a bias towards action. And so, like, if you want to be a podcaster, guess what? You have to podcast. Go back and listen to my first couple hundred episodes. I wasn't good, but I did it every day and I got better. You know, every great that you will ever read about was crappy at what they did before they became great. You know, like I like that quote, every master was a disaster. It's true. Like they, you know, it's just it's part of life. So have a bias towards action, do what you want to become great at. And again, you know, if you want to find out more about what I have going on, eofire.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for your time, John.
It Such
has
a
been
joy.
An absolute pleasure to meet you. Out and about, what do you got coming up next?
How to finally win. That's all I'm focused
on. Right on. All
one
right.
focus.
Thank you again.
Take care, guys.
Okay. You too. If you like the show, shoot us some stars. It's all about the stars, baby. And be sure to share the Calliope Writing Coach podcast with your writer friends. You can find more episodes at calliopepodcast.com. Thanks for listening.